Psalm 112. Praise God. Blessed and happy are those who fear God, who delight in the law of God. Their descendants too will be blessed. They'll be mighty in the land. Their households thrive. Their righteousness endures forever. When they find themselves in the dark, a light is shining for them, the light of their God, who is gracious, tenderly compassionate, and just. All goes well for those who deal generously and lend, who conduct their affairs with justice. They will never falter and will be remembered forever. The psalm continues, they're not afraid of evil tidings. Their hearts are secure in God. Steady and fearless, they're not afraid of their enemy. They give generously to the poor. Their righteousness endures. Their strength brings them honor. They'll never falter. The wicked are angry on seeing the prosperity of the just. Their hatred eats them up. Their desires will be thwarted. But blessed and happy are those who fear God, who delight in God's law. Their God, who is gracious, tenderly compassionate, and just. The verb hanan used in this psalm means to show favor, and the one showing favor is gracious. When used of God, it refers to the many particular ways in which God graces his people or an individual. Gracious is one of the qualities attributed to God in the creedal formula that recurs throughout the Bible. Blessed and happy are those who fear God, who delight in God's law, their God, who is gracious. And he goes on to say, tenderly compassionate and just. The Hebrew for womb is rehem. It's likely that there's a connection with the verb here, raham, which speaks of the tender compassion that God has for his people. The noun rahamim speaks of God's tender compassion. Being tenderly compassionate is also one of the qualities attributed to God in the creedal formula that recurs throughout the Bible. We recall Jesus' words in Luke chapter 6. Be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. The psalmist says, they'll never falter. As we reflect with Jesus on this verse, we recall the final words of Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. I'm reading from Matthew 7. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall. It was founded on rock. And And the psalmist also says, they give generously to the poor, their righteousness endures. The one who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you've made up your mind, says Paul to the Corinthians. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Quoting this psalm. The psalmist also writes, the wicked are angry on seeing the prosperity of the just. Their hatred eats them up. Their desires will be thwarted. In reflecting on this verse, we recall Jesus' parables about the Last Judgment, about what ultimately matters in our lives. When we have to face up to our obstinate and persistent failure to welcome grace and to live accordingly, Jesus says, there will be gnashing of teeth. We'll be astonished at how foolish we were.